Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gus Gill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Fred Talbot. And now, play ball. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Comer moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Pilots, 1. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards second. Knoop fields the ball and throws home. Hermann drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hermann. Comer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Pilots. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Pilots, 2. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hansen. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Hansen steals second. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bravo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Talbot moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knupp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Talbot covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knupp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Oyler hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Pilots 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bravo hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. John O'Donohue now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Pete Ward. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Pafletic now playing first base. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Pilots, 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Davis reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Davis moves to third. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Pilots 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harper. Peters reaches second base with a double. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-3 in the game. Bravo takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Donaldson reaches second base with a double. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Donaldson moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Pilots 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry pinch runs for Don Pafletic. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Angel Bravo now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Hegan steals third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 3 in the game. Gill bunts towards second. Noop picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Noop. Hegan scores. Pagliarani moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Pilots, 5. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Gill moves to second. Don Mincher pinch hits for Ray Euler. Dan Osinski now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Pagliarani scores. Gill moves to third. Donaldson moves to second. It's 6-5, Pilots. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Noop bunts towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Donaldson covering, for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Hansen scores. It's White Sox, 6, Pilots, 6. Luis Aparicio pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bravo hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Comer hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Pilots 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-4 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Melton reaches second base with a double. Jim Bouton now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Donaldson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Seattle Pilots, 6. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.